Jesus chooses the apostles. The first apostles, John, Andrew, James, and Simon Peter. The book of John tells where the first disciples met Jesus. John, the brother of James, and Andrew, the brother of Simon, were disciples of John the Baptist. Both were fishermen who, with their brothers, were business partners. John and Andrew heard John the Baptist speak about Jesus being God's chosen one who would baptize with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, they began to follow Jesus and realized he was the Messiah. Andrew told his brother Simon they had found the Messiah, and he took him to meet Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas." This is the same as Peter and means a rock. This reading is found in the New Testament, book of John, chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. Philip and Nathanael, Bartholomew. The next day, Jesus went to Galilee and found Philip, who was from Bethsaida, the town where Andrew and Peter lived. Jesus said to him, "Come with me." Philip went and told his friend Nathanael, "We have found the one whom Moses wrote about in the book of the law, and whom the prophets also wrote about. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph, from Nazareth." "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," answered Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, he said this about him, "Here is a real Israelite. There is nothing false in him." Nathanael asked him, "How do you know me?" Jesus told him he had seen him under a fig tree before Philip came to him. "Teacher," answered Nathanael, "you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "Do you believe just because I told you I saw you under the fig tree before Philip had come to you? You will see much greater things than this." This reading is from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 43 through 50. James and Simon Peter. Simon finally believes. After Jesus returns from being tested by Satan in the desert, he learns that Herod has John the Baptist arrested and thrown into prison because he claimed it was wrong for Herod to marry his brother's wife. Jesus decides to leave Nazareth and go to Galilee and live in Capernaum by the sea. He began to preach with the same words that John spoke, "Turn away from your sins, for the kingdom of God is near." As he was preaching on the shore of Lake Genesaret, people pushed their way up to him to hear the word of God. He saw two boats pulled up on the beach, and the fishermen were washing their nets. Jesus got into a boat belonging to Simon Peter and asked him to push out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Push the boat out further to the deep water, and you and your fishermen, let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But if you say so, I will let down the nets." They did as Jesus had told them and caught such a large number of fish that their nets were about to break. They called to the fishermen on John's boat to come and help them, and they filled both boats with so many fish that they were about to sink. When Simon Peter saw what had happened, he fell on his knees before Jesus and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Simon Peter, his brother Andrew, and the others with him were all amazed at the large number of fish that they had caught. This included Simon's fishing partners, James, and his brother John, who were on the other boat with their father Zebedee Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." On that day, Simon, Andrew, James, and John pulled up their boats on the beach and left everything with Zebedee and the hired fishermen and followed Jesus. This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, also found in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20, and the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. The calling of Matthew, Levi. The disciples that Jesus chose. In Scripture, they are called disciples until Jesus rises from death. Then they are referred to as apostles. Accompanied him to a wedding he and his mother Mary had been invited to in Cana. Mary persuaded him to quietly make more wine from water for the guest because the hosts ran out of wine. This reading is found in the New Testament, book of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. They also saw Jesus speak in the synagogues and heal many people. One of the people Jesus healed was Simon's mother-in-law. This reading is found in the New Testament, book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 34, also found in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, and Luke, chapter 4, verses 38 through 41. He saw Jesus challenged by the Pharisees, scribes, and priests. When the people brought a paralyzed man to Jesus, he told them, "Your sins are forgiven." Jesus knew their thoughts and said, "Why do you question your hearts, asking whether it is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or 'Stand up and walk'? In order that you may know that the Son of Man has the power on earth to forgive sins," Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go home." The man stood up, picked up his mat, and started home, glorifying God. All who saw this were amazed, and they gave glory to God. The disciples' faith in Jesus was strengthened by all these things. This reading is from the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 17 through 26, also found in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 1 through 8, and Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. The news about Jesus spread widely, and crowds of the people came to hear him and be healed from all their diseases. Matthew, who was a tax collector, must have heard of his work and may have already decided to respond quickly to his call. The Scripture says that after Jesus healed a paralyzed man, he went out and he saw a tax collector named Levi sitting in his office. It was common among the Jews to have two names. Levi was another name for Matthew. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi had a big feast in his house to introduce Jesus to his friends. And among the guests were a large number of tax collectors and other people. Some Pharisees and some teachers of the law who belonged to their group complained to the disciples, asking, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and other outcasts?" Jesus answered them, "People who are well do not need a doctor, but only those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous people to repent, but the outcasts." This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 27 through 32, also found in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, and Mark, chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. Jesus chooses the 12 apostles. Jesus continued teaching and healing on the Sabbath, and the great multitudes of people were coming to see him. This caused trouble for the religious authorities like the priests, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law. They were jealous of the popularity of Jesus because they had no power to heal or bring a person back to life. But they couldn't ignore the fact that Jesus did all this. Soon they started planning a way to get rid of Jesus. At this time, Jesus went up a hill to pray and spent the whole night praying. In the morning, he gathered all the disciples together and chose 12 men to be his apostles who would spread the good news about the kingdom of heaven. He gave them the authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles chosen by Jesus. 1. Simon, who he named Peter, the fisherman. 2. Andrew, the brother of Peter, also a fisherman. 3. James, son of Zebedee, a fisherman. 4. John, the brother of James, also a son of Zebedee, and a fisherman. 5. Philip was the first disciple of John the Baptist, then followed Jesus. 6. Bartholomew, also known as Nathanael, and brought to Jesus by Philip. 7. Matthew, also known as Levi, the tax collector. 8. Thomas was also known as Didymus, or Didymus, meaning the twin. 9. James, the son of Alphabets, or Alphaeus. 10. Simon, who was called the Zealot. 11. Judas, the son of James. 12. Judas Iscariot, who became the traitor of Jesus. This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. Also found in the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 13 through 19, and the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 through 4.